This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Prop Points on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Now here's your host, the guru himself, John Hanson.
Good afternoon and welcome to a Thursday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. I'm John Hanson. The program, as always, being produced by Mr. Michael Cohen, and a massive program forthcoming brought to you by Better Picks. Better Picks is a daily fantasy sports app where you turn your sports knowledge into real cash fast. Download Better at better.app now and sign up today and get a free $10, no deposit necessary. And also another reminder to make sure you download the Prop Points podcast on Apple, Spotify, wherever the heck you get your pods. We will catch you up on the injury news as it comes down the line. We have a weather update in the Browns-Dolphins game that will affect a prop that I might make live in about 4 minutes, maybe less. We will talk data points for Thursday Night Football, of course, kicking off week number 7, the Steelers taking on the Cincinnati Bengals in Cincinnati. Trey Hendrickson, by the way, is being deemed a long shot, and that is absolutely massive. He is their best pass rusher, their only pass rusher, so that would bode well with Mr. Aaron Rodgers. We'll see what the grinder, Tom Brawley, has cooking for week 7. Spoiler alert, we are on the exact same page on one prop tonight. And we have downgraded that combo, by the way. I've always said, and it's been true, if Tom and I agree wholeheartedly, it's 80% hitting. I think we're down to 75 because we've had a couple L's like Caleb Williams last week, but still doing pretty well with those overall this year. And then I am apparently, I don't know, I wouldn't say a glutton for punishment, but I'm your prop master general. Apparently I can't quit pulling out like massive quantities of props for a single nationally televised game. So I do have 7 tonight. I think things are going relatively well, not crushing, but we're certainly not getting our butts kicked either. Last Thursday was a little tough. We came that close to having a good day, but we certainly went all in on the propage on Monday night with 7, and we went 5-2. I have 7 again tonight, and I feel pretty darn good that at the very least here, 4-3. I think that's a minimum. So let's get it to the other items here, which will be certainly related to props that we pop out tomorrow on the big Friday show, like Emeka Ogbuka out of practice. However, Mike Evans, large Mike, is expected to practice. They do play on Monday, so today is not really a practice day. I guess it's kind of a projected day. You know, they do these estimates, but, you know, as long as we get big Mike out there, I don't even think it has to be tomorrow because it would be nice. But if he's out there tomorrow, let's say limited, that'll probably be what it was or what it will be. Then we're trending toward playing for sure. And then we'll do like a light practice on Saturday and we should be good for Tampa at Detroit, which should be a fantasy bonanza. And big Mike, start him. Just go right there. I haven't actually checked up on the injuries for the Lions secondary in terms of like at the moment, but they're still missing all kinds of dudes. Terrion Arnold, former number one pick, Avante Maddox, DJ Reed still on IR, I see. I guess he's coming off pretty soon. But yeah, they're pretty decimated back there. And Baker, of course, is absolutely dealing. Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa apologized for calling his teammates out after Sunday's loss to the Chargers. Nothing to see here. I don't think they're a dumpster fire, but we might have some ember smoldering in the background there. Tua has been critical of teammates for being late to players-only meetings. Of course, that's not controversial at all. However, in that same game, Dolphins-Browns game in Cleveland, could have 60 mile an hour gusts. National Weather Service says there is a certainty, a system worth keeping an eye on, and as a stronger storm may materialize. 94% chance of rain, 36 mile an hour gusts, 65 degrees. We have checked into it, and the prop on Quinshon Judkins is 89.5. I'm in. Let's make it official. Officially,
I'm in
on Quinshon Judkins, 89.5. We do that for dramatic effect, but certainly last week was not good against the Pittsburgh Steelers playing tonight, but they completely abandoned the run, and Pittsburgh completely shut them down. Now, Miami will probably try to do that, but it's one of the worst tackling teams I've seen in quite some time. I can look right now. I'm sure they're giving up the most schedule-adjusted fantasy points to running backs on the season. Last 2 weeks, they're making dudes look like Hall of Famers. Not all pros, Hall of Famers. But let me just check that out real quick live. We have a great tool over at fantasypoints.com. Schedule adjust. Oh yeah, they're number one. So if you're playing them, you get an additional 4 points in the running game only. So that doesn't even count PPR. So what does that mean? 40 yards. So basically, if you're averaging 100 yards rushing per game, and then you face the Dolphins, well, congratulations. You just ran for 140. So we are in on Quinshon Judkins. It is rare that we're going to do that, but this number will likely creep up. So I need to get in on that right now. By the way, speaking of tonight's game, we did go in on a DK Metcalf prop. I believe that was yesterday. I believe it was 57.5. That puppy's up to 62.5. So sometimes you are better off getting in early, the early bird getting the worm and all that. 49ers quarterbacks getting very healthy. Brock Purdy and Mac Jones practicing on Wednesday, both on a limited fashion. You know, Mac Jones also banged up dealing with that knee, and also I believe it's a toe. Same deal with Brock. He's got the shoulder. I was actually watching an interview with him, and he kind of referred to himself in the third person, and he referred to himself as Brocky. They're like, oh, listen, Brocky. I'm like, oh, don't let me hear that, because he'll be Brocky going forward. Even though that doesn't really roll off the tongue, I do like to, as I say, gurify names. I shorten them. I lengthen them just because it's a little boring saying the same name over and over again. Like Chris Watson, wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers, a.k.a. Christian Watson, back at practice as we expected and limited, though, but probably trending toward a return. And I believe they're, as we discuss on Tuesday's show, I think they're 2 to 3 weeks away from getting Jaden Reed back. So a full complement of weapons there for Jordan Love. Not a full complement of weapons, though, for Geno Smith, who is terrible this year. He might be the worst quarterback in the NFL. Maybe part of the reason is Brock Bowers has been a shell of himself and not out there for a couple of weeks. Plus, you know, the vibes with Jacoby Myers are awful. You know, we heard the trade rumors, the trade demand in the preseason. He probably saw what was going to happen. He saw the future in training camp. He's like, yeah, I don't think we're going to do it or do well. Maybe that's why he was talking trade. Trade deadline is still in front of us. You know, it's weird. I don't even know what the date is. It's probably a week from Tuesday, because we'd be hearing a lot more about it. It always is on a Tuesday in October. What else do we have here? So, yeah, and Jacoby Myers, by the way, is still banged up. So, Michael Mayer, you could do worse. You could absolutely do worse. Kansas City's been pretty stingy against tight ends, but they should have to throw it a lot. He'll probably catch like 4 balls. And, yeah, Jacoby Myers, if he doesn't play, I mean, Trey Tucker already, in my opinion, is the number one wide receiver there. So you can use Trey Tucker, basically. He's a little volatile, but as we articulated earlier in the week, dude is basically coming through – like 65% of the time. So I think we're all caught up as well. So we can step aside. We do have all the data points forthcoming. I'll do a quick scan here. Thursday is a little difficult because injuries are coming down the line. Like, here's a new item. Lions head coach Dan Campbell said that left tackle Taylor Decker will not practice on Thursday. That's not good. You know, Tampa, they blitz a lot, or the Lions. Tampa, they blitz a lot, and the Lions, you know, certainly have a good old line. But if we don't have Taylor Decker, that could be a little bit of a problem. But we do have a massive total in that game. I would expect the pointage to be there. But if you're on the fence about anybody, maybe you're loaded, maybe you're looking at Jared Goff, you would use maybe that Taylor Decker update to kind of help make the decision for you. Like if you're totally on the fence, coin flip situation, if Decker's in, go with Goff. If Decker's out, go with someone not named Goff. When we return on the other side, we will dive right into Thursday night football as the Bengals are hosting the Steelers. All your data points and all the good stuff forthcoming. But first, if you think you know sports, then it's time to start getting paid for it. Better Picks, the daily fantasy app where your sports knowledge is turned into real cash fast. Here's how it works. Download the Better app. You pick more or less on your favorite player stats, and if your pick hits, you win. Right now, new users still getting that free $10 just for signing up. It's all you have to do. No deposit necessary. When you do deposit, you can get $50 deposit match up to $200, a 50% deposit match up to $200 for full clarity. Better year-round action with all the sports, NBA, WNBA, MLB. Head to better.app. That's B-E-T-R, or download Better in the App Store or Google Play. And, of course, don't forget to pop in the promo code VSIN for your free $10 and your deposit bonus today. I dug pretty deep on some of the propage, on some of the data points on players that I'm in on the props. But we'll talk about all of it next here as we preview Week 7's Thursday Night Football game here on Prop Points.
Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Thursday edition of Prop Points continues here on VSIN. I'm John Hansen. Apparently, the megaphone is a big hit wherever I go. People just love hearing a megaphone, except my dog and my wife. But that's neither here nor there. Let's get into the propage and the data points and all the stuff on the board tonight. We start at quarterback, as always, Mr. Aaron Rodgers, 217.5. It's a damn good number. So I'm not touching it because they'll probably finish with 219 as they don't need to throw it all that much. And he does have the league's lowest ADOT at 5.4 through 6 weeks. Now, the good news for Rodgers playing well, the Bengals, they're 29th in pressure rate with Trey Hendrickson, their best pass rusher, and he is considered a long shot to play. And Rodgers considerably better in a clean pocket, with a clean pocket. YPA goes from 6 to 7.9. That's a good number. How about this one? Passer rating goes from 54 to 124. So he's an old man. He's 40. He's a man. He's 40. And, you know, the mobility is pretty much the first thing to go. So he needs to be kept clean because he doesn't move nearly as well in that pocket. It's like me out there trying to avoid these elite athletes. The Bengals do give up the third most passing yards per game. They are, though, and they give up plenty of tutties too, multiple touchdowns in 4 of 6. They are, though, they give up the 6th lowest ADOT. So they may not, you know, they do a pretty good job of preventing big plays. Of course, again, no Hendrickson is going to help Rodgers' chance of finding, for example, DK Metcalf down the field. Bro, Flacco, 238.5. It's a pretty big number. We might be in on an under with that one. They are down a couple of tight ends, of course, with Gesicki and Tanner Hudson, the other guy. Pittsburgh blitzes at the 4th highest rate. Not good. Speaking of 40-year-old men playing quarterback in the NFL against dudes like 19 years younger, Joe Flacco's YPA, boy, it's bad to begin with at 5.5, but it plummets to 3.98. The completion percentage over expectation, it all plummets up against the blitz. The Steelers use, though, the one good part is they use the fifth highest rate of man coverage, and bro Flacco has been shredding man. However, as we move over to the receivers, Ja'Marr Chase, oddly enough, you know, has been, you know, a man beater, of course, but not this year, not lately. And I think that's a lot of largely a function of their O-line. Their O-line stinks, and it's just all this underneath high percentage stuff to just get the ball in Ja'Marr Chase's hands, let him be an athlete after the catch. The guy is a man among boys. You see that second tutty? I mean, that was absurd how he just cradled that ball to his chest with one arm like it was nothing, had a dude all over him. But up against that man coverage that they run at the fifth highest clip, a very poor 0.98 yards per route run. They do give up the ninth most receiving yards per game, 13th fewest yards per route run. Justin Jefferson got him a couple of weeks ago, 10 grabs for a buck 26. And Chase, I'm sure he'll get his. He always does most of the time. Six grabs for 86, 10 for 96, and a tutty in the two matchups. Full disclosure, I didn't bother with it because it's kind of a – I mean, this thing has been bet up, by the way, since yesterday, I believe. I mean, weren't we in the 60s yesterday? So 75.5 is a pretty big number. Now, it is fairly interesting about T. Higgins because T. Higgins has been the man beater. So it is a good schematic matchup for him. He averages, Ja'Marr Chase is under 1 yard per route run. T. Higgins is at 2.26. So over twice as productive, basically, on a per route run basis. You know, he's all right. I guess he's got 11.2 fantasy points per game in back-to-back games. But, you know, he's yet to hit 62 yards receiving. Not the easiest matchup. He only had 4 for 53 in his last game here, but he did have a game with 5 for 69. Of course, that was with Joe Burrow last year. Noah Fant is very, very interesting. How about this stat? Fant's 0.30 targets per route run is tied for first among 71 tight ends with at least 25 routes. His 0.35 targets per route run on inline targets is also tied for first with Evan Engram out of those 71 tight ends. And among that sample, Noah Fant is actually 12th out of 71 with 2.10 yards per route run on inline targets. So, spoiler alert, we might be into Noah Fant tonight, and I believe we'll talk about that with the grinder Tom Brawley. Chase Brown in the passing game, I lost the prop, not here, but over on Fantasy Points. I'm not doing it anymore. The Steelers give up the 11th most receiving yards per game to running backs, but here's the problem. Samaje Perine is starting to dip into more of the, you know, passing down role. That has been his role, Perine, because he's very good in pass pro, and they're just doing a terrible job getting the running backs involved, by the way. I did look it up. 21 receiving yards per game. That's all they're getting out of Samaje Perine and Chase Brown. That's a lower number. Also, the Steeler guys, Jonnu Smith. Everybody's talking about Darnell Washington. I get it. First play of the game last week. Surprised everybody, including the announcers, a 36-yarder to Darnell Washington. But it's a great matchup no matter what for the Steeler tight ends. It's the matchup. They give up the fifth most schedule-adjusted fantasy points per game to tight ends lining up in the slot. And that is where Jonnu has run the majority of his routes. Pretty decent number in here compared to the other dudes in that sample of 71 tight ends, 1.39 yards per route run. We also do have Pat Freiermuth in the mix. That is ugly, a three-headed tight end monster here. But Freiermuth's been, they've been kind of pulling back from Patty Freiermuth. As for DK Metcalf, I'll pop out the data we have on DK when we review the official picks. We are in on DK, I believe that was 57 5.5. I will check in a moment and we'll confirm it in the final segment, but it's kind of a moot point anyway, because that is up to 62.5. Certainly for DK, yes, the Bengals have prevented big plays, but no Trey Hendrickson certainly helps. No doubt about it. No Calvin Austin tonight as well. Nobody else stepping up at receiver. Watch Scotty Tuhati, Scotty Miller, score like a touchdown or do something. But I had to bring that up because I'm not a pro wrestling fan. I used to be, but then I turned 9 and I found out it was fake. But Scotty Tuhati is so bad it's good in terms of a nickname. So whenever I hear Scotty Miller, I always have to say Scotty Tuhati. Also, running back wise, you know, pretty good matchup here for the Steeler backs. Certainly, we're not running with Chase Brown, but, you know, Ken Gainwell. Of course, we could be evolving into a three-headed monster with Caleb Johnson. And my contention has been that they do need to get that stronger base running attack with an early down guy like Caleb Johnson. However, you know, they are 5.5 road favorites. I don't think we need to push the envelope with Caleb Johnson early in the game, at least. I mean, if they're cruising to a victory, then maybe we can, maybe the Steelers should consider him. So I'm not that worried about Caleb Johnson. The Bengals give up the 5th most adjusted yards before contact, 3rd most rushing yards, and they give up the 2nd most schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to running backs, who get, just in general, in the running and the passing game, a 7.8 boost to their fantasy points per, I think it's, I'm not even sure what, oh no, the general output, that's it. So if you're averaging 10 and you're going to collect all the carries, you just got 18 points up against the Bengals. So it is a plus matchup to say the least. I think I covered all the relevant data points. I'm sure I'll pop out a few more when I make official picks because, you know, if I make an official pick, then that data point certainly means something. Tom Brawley always means something. He means winning. Number one, reliability. He's always there. And he'll join us on the other side, see what he has cooking for his Pittsburgh Steelers, taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. But first, VSiN Pro subscribers now have exclusive access to our AI player prop projections, all new, powered by Opta AI, the same trusted brand behind Elite Soccer Analytics in the UK. Data-driven projections for QBs, wide receivers, running backs compared directly to DraftKings lines to help you find value. Starting Tuesday for the start of the NBA season, VSiN offering a free preview of the new NBA player prop projections available for a limited time. Head to VSiN.com/props. That's VSIN.com/props. We'll talk with Tom Brawley next here on Prop Points.
You're watching Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Thursday edition of Prop Points barrels on here on a Thursday, Football Thursday. Good afternoon. I'm John Hansen, fantasypoints.com. As promised, Mr. Reliable, he's available. Availability is an asset. It is a trait. And Tom Brawley, always available. Well, he's certainly always available on the X machine at Tom Brawley. The best bets over at fantasypoints.com, the propage. Kick him my ass. He's a lot more judicious with his picks, though. I can't help myself. And he's live with us now. What's up, Tom? How are you?
The best ability is availability. I'm always here to talk a little player props, and you hit me up in our Discord over at Fantasy Points. Love doing this stuff. So, and I get to see my Steelers here tonight. This is a little prime time. I hope they don't disappoint. We've seen the last couple of Thursdays a couple big upsets from the Giants and the 49ers. I hope the Bengals aren't the next one, but it should be a fun one here. It does seem like this game does set up for maybe a little bit of offense here, a little higher total than we're used to seeing with the Steelers. So looking forward to this one.
Yeah, and that's true.
Got a couple props on the Bengals side.
Are you excited about your 4-1 Steelers, by the way, just generally? Like, it does seem like it's kind of working in terms of, like, let's get these veterans and make one more run with Tomlin. Right now they're 4-1, but you don't sound that excited.
Yeah, I'm cautiously optimistic. It's gone better than I anticipated. I still think they're very lucky to be sitting at 4-1. They got thoroughly outplayed in that Patriots game. But hey, the record is 4-1. I do feel like they did play a little bit better on offense coming out of their bye. I feel like Rodgers has gotten progressively better as the season has gone along, and he's playing within the system, which is not what I expected coming into the year. I thought Rodgers would come in and he'd want to run things his way, but it seems like he has bought into what Arthur Smith is doing with the offense. So I'm optimistic, and it does feel like the defense here has taken a little bit of a upturn. They got Derek Harmon back right before the bye, and it seems like they've tightened things up a little bit. So I just hope a bunch of older pieces on that defense. I hope they can stay healthy throughout the season, but I'm cautiously optimistic right now.
You don't want to hear a report in like December that the entire team has tested positive for Geritol. You know what I mean? They're a pretty old squad. But hey, making one more run though. And speaking of that defense, let's get right into it, because you have a prop that you're in on that I can certainly understand why I'm not. But Chase Brown under 13.5 rushing attempts. I'm sure the analysis is pretty basic. They can't run the damn ball. But what else you got?
Yeah, that's the primary part of that analysis is, it's been rough going right now for this offense trying to run the ball. Chase Brown has been 10 or fewer carries in his last four games. And just watching, I track our waiver wire very closely. I'm watching how much guys are playing. And the last couple of weeks, anybody that's had Chase Brown has noticed that Samaje Perine has taken on a bigger role the last couple of weeks. So that's part of the analysis too there. Perine has looked all right as more of a physical presence, and that's kind of what they need right now. They're really struggling with the offensive line. Brown's a little bit more of a finesse runner, so Perine can push that pile and maybe get an extra yard or two. I'm expecting Perine to get, five or seven carries in this game. That's a few carries that are taken away from Chase Brown. This is also a game script where they could be playing from behind. They're big underdogs here, 5.5-point underdogs to Pittsburgh. So I'm expecting, and we see this a lot with Joe Flacco offenses the last couple of years. The offensive coaches trust him with the ball in his hands to make relatively smart decisions, and they do get into these pass-heavy game scripts quite a bit. So I'm expecting Chase Brown to struggle on the ground, Samaje Perine to steal a couple of carries, and we were talking about Pittsburgh's defense too. I do think they've turned a little bit of a corner. I had a bet against them in that London game. I expected Jordan Mason to have a big game, and they played very well in that game. And then out of the bye, Quinshon Judkins was running on everybody, had just 12 carries for 36 yards last week. So I'm not expecting the Bengals to have a whole lot of success on the ground against the Steelers. So I'm looking at under 13.5. It has been bet down to 12.5. If I can get a plus price on that, I still like it at under 12.5.
Talking with Tom Brawley of fantasypoints.com on the X Machine at Tom Brawley. By the way, that total of 44.5, I see, I guess it opened at 45. It's not that bad considering, the Bengals' futility, short week, divisional opponent, all that good stuff. Well, the Bengals, they're going to have to find the strength to move on without Mike Gesicki. It's going to be tough. No Tanner Hudson also. So I'm in on Noah Fant. I'm into Noah Fant, and I was, very pleased to see. And I kind of go off my own, so I don't look at other people's stuff, but you are also in on Noah Fant, so we are sharing a brain over 25.5. It's been bet up to 28.5.
Yes.
I'm in on that, but what did you like about Noah Fant?
Yeah, we jumped in on this Wednesday morning before the masses really jumped in on it, because we knew that Tanner Hudson was not going to play. He had a concussion, short week here. It has been bet up, yeah. But I have it in my article. I like this up to like 28.5, and there are 28.5s out there. So I still think this is a bettable number. But yeah, he's been pretty involved whenever he's been healthy. Three catches in four of his five games, and right around that 26 to 28 yard range. But that was with Gesicki in the lineup. That was with Tanner Hudson in the lineup. He's been underneath like a 50% route share so far this season. They're really rotating those tight ends. Now it's just him and Drew Sample. We know Drew Sample is going to be on the field in running situations, but Fant's going to get most of every other situation whenever they're passing. So I'm expecting his route share. We track that. 46% route share is as high. I'm expecting him to be closer to at least a 60%. Maybe if it's a real pass-heavy game, maybe it's closer to 70%. But I'm expecting him to be out in the field a lot more, and that's going to lead to, you know, an extra one or two, you know, maybe even three extra targets in this game. So I would like this prop no matter what, if that was the situation. And then we get the Steelers defense. We attacked them last week with Harold Fannin. He easily cleared that number. And we're going back there this week. They've really had a lot of issues covering tight ends. I think he's viable if you're in fantasy leagues, if you're really hurting at the tight end position, as somebody that you can just pick up and stream, and he could get you 40 yards and four catches, and maybe he scores you a touchdown. But the Steelers have been giving up the most receptions to the position and the second most receiving yards per game. So I think everything kind of lines up that Noah Fant goes over his number. I know that Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins are going to soak up, you know, 60% of the targets most weeks. But I do think with Gesicki and Hudson out, that he can get to maybe a 15 or 20% target share this week.
One more for Sunday. Johnny Taylor, you got in at 86.5. It's up, I see, on DraftKings at least at 89.5. But as you know, I said before he took an NFL snap that I thought he was a Hall of Famer. A little hyperbolic, yes, but I'm a huge fan. I'm stunned at how good the O-line looks lately, especially last week. It's just like taking candy from a baby here. What do you see with Taylor?
Yeah, he looks great. It was kind of a rough couple, you know, 2023 and the first part of 2024, but he looked great at the end of last year, and it is carried over to the start of this season. He's electric. In the offensive line, they lost some pieces, but it's still one of the best offensive lines in the league. And now they get to go against a Chargers defense that's really having troubles tackling right now. Devin Achane and Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, very explosive runners. I would put Jonathan Taylor kind of in that bucket as somebody that can break some long runs. Those guys gashed them for long runs. Both went over 100 rushing yards the last 2 weeks. So I think with Josh Downs, you know, on the injury report for a concussion, they might go a little bit more run heavy this week. And the Chargers are, we track it over fantasy points data. They give up the third most explosive runs, third highest rate at 8%. And Jonathan Taylor ranks second and with the second most explosive yards with 191. So I'm expecting him to break off a long run or two, maybe even look at his longest rush longest rushing carry for maybe an alternative bet as well.
Totally. That's what they do. They feed him the ball, feed him, and then he rips off a long run to and then it's lights out for the other team. Tom Brawley on the X Machine at Tom Brawley. You also like Cam Scatterby over 13.5, even though I lost it by 1 yard last week, but that'll probably hit. My official picks coming at you next here on this Thursday edition of Prop Points on VSiN.
Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Think you know sports? Start getting paid for it with Better Picks, the daily fantasy sports app where your sports knowledge turns into cash. Sign up today, get a free $10, no deposit needed. And when you do deposit, you get a 50% deposit match up to $200. Download Better in the App Store or Google Play, or head to better.app. Use the promo code VEASAN for your free $10 and your deposit bonus. And welcome back to the final segment of this Thursday edition of Prop Points here on VEASAN. I'm John Hansen. Let's pop it out. The propage for this evening, trying to stay very humble. We don't want to be overly arrogant, as I tend to be on Sundays on VEASAN. And the reason for that is I'm just coming out of working 39 straight hours breaking down every single damn data point for every game. But that's Sunday. Today is Thursday, and we have the DK Metcalf prop that we were in on yesterday. And luckily for us, it's been bet up a little bit here. 58.5 is where we got that at minus 113. Last I checked, it's up four to 62.5. As mentioned, Bengals do a pretty good job of preventing big plays. They have the sixth lowest ADOT given up. And Rodgers, it's like 5.5 or 6, pretty low. And Rodgers is low there too. His ADOT is pretty low. But DK is the only game in town, pretty much, at wide receiver, not getting peppered with targets. We'll see a lot of DJ Turner, who's pretty good, giving up only 1.8 fantasy points per route run, but he does get targeted more than the other wideouts. And we did give this a pretty good grade for Metcalf in terms of his expected fantasy points per route run, fifth highest on the board this week at wide receiver. So it's a little bit of a boost based on the schematics of it all. This will probably be close, unless he can rip off a long play, which is certainly, you know, always a possibility. Let's get into our double dippage, just like we did on Monday with Zach Ertz. That was a little bit of a leap of faith because he had not really been doing all that much. This one here, also a little bit of a leap of faith, but much, much less so, quite frankly, because of the extenuating circumstances with Mike Gesicki and Tanner Hudson out. Gesicki on IR. As I mentioned before, I looked pretty deeply into this. Fant's 0.30 targets per route run, first among 71 tight ends with at least 25 routes. So he hasn't been running a ton of routes, but when he's out there, he's way up there, obviously, in terms of targets per route run. We're going to get more routes tonight because no Gesicki. You would think more targets. His 0.35 targets per route run on inline targets, that is first in football, tied with Evan Ingram out of 71 tight ends. And most impressively, Fant is 12th with a 2.10 yard per route run number on inline targets. The Steelers give up the most schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to opposing inline targets. It's a plus 6.4 situation. So Noah Fant, in theory, would get an extra 6.4 fantasy points based on, you know, the matchup against Pittsburgh and then their inability to stop inline targets. But by the way, part of the reason, as we kind of alluded to, I mean, they got three corners in Jalen Ramsey, Darius Slay, and Joey Porter. I don't know how many Pro Bowls those dudes have made between them, but it's over 10, I would guess. So that's one of the reasons why teams don't throw on the outside. They throw it in the middle of the field. Back in week three, the Patriots crushed them. I remember we were all over that at fantasypoints.com. I begrudgingly didn't do the Henry prop, and it hit, of course. Well, Henry had 8 grabs for 90 in this matchup with 2 touchdowns. And of course, they just gave up a bunch of targets, 16 and 10 grabs for 110 to Browns tight ends last week. So I think we're going to get there over 28.5 and over 3.5. So feel good about that. we call him Santa Claus. It's not his time of the year, but I just reminded our producer, Michael Cohen, that we did use Santa Claus as a Thursday night special last December, and it hit. It was a surprising activity. He had to believe he led the team in receiving in that game, and we were, in fact, in on that. Now, here's one where, you know, I said I feel pretty good about these picks. I probably shouldn't be popping out this many of them, but again, the show's called Prop Points. Can't come on here and say I got one for the only game tonight. No, I got seven. And one of them is Kenny Gainwell. I'm trying to be a little sneaky here. Kenneth Gainwell, over 25.5. I dug into all the data points, and it was quite frankly pretty encouraging as I bring it up. Here it is. The Bengals give up the fifth most adjusted yards before contact. That's good. Third most rushing yards per game. That's great. They give up the third most schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to running backs in the running game only. And 46% of the rushing attempts the Bengals have faced have been on zone concepts. They're allowing a 52% success rate on those runs, which is sixth worst. And among 50 running backs, this is how deep I went, among 50 running backs with at least 25 carries so far this year, Gainwell's 62.5% success rate against those zone concept runs, sixth best in football, better than Bijan Robinson and Jahmyr Gibbs. So, and Warren's success rate is only 48.7, which ranks 21st. So basically, I think Gainwell will rip off a one decent run for like 9 yards and or kind of be a hot hand like for a series and basically just get the 20, where are we at here? 26 yards. That's all we need. They are what, 4.5, 5-point road favorites. I don't think they'll get Caleb Johnson particularly involved until maybe a little bit later in the game. Just a guess, but he has made some pretty bad mistakes. He's just now emerging out of Chateau Bow Wow, so don't put too much pressure on him. When the game's in hand, which it probably will be, you know, you want to give him some run, do it then. That's what I say. And then also, Jonnu Smith, we're going to do that one too, as we mentioned. I understand that Darnell Washington is coming on like gangbusters, but you're not going to catch people by surprise, certainly not the Bengals after last week. First play of the game, 36-yarder to Darnell Washington. We're not going to be, you know, shocked if that happens again. Cincinnati is the matchup for tight ends. They give up the fifth most schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to tight ends lining up in the slot, which is where Jonnu lines up for the majority of his routes. 1.39 yards per route run is a solid 20th out of 71 tight ends who've run at least 25 routes this year. The Bengals will probably need them to put up a little bit of a fight, but hey, Joe Flacco has stabilized things a little bit from last week. Bengals only 29th in pressure rate, stud Trey Hendrickson, long shot, you know? So there it is. I think since he also has done a pretty good job of preventing big plays down the field, as we've mentioned, allowing the sixth lowest ADOT, which does feed into this Jonnu narrative. And then I do want to, you know, mix it up a little bit. I don't want to be only overs. I'm going to go under on Flacco, under 238. He has had two games lately with 45 attempts or more, and he has not hit this number. So pretty good matchup schematically with the man coverage, but Flacco is going to be under siege. Protection's a big problem, not going to get the big downfield plays, and things could just kind of devolve and spiral out of control. So before we get into the Thursday night special, we have a touchdown prop that we're in on as well, and we're just all in on Noah Fant. Plus 450. We'll make up some ground on that puppy if Noah Fant can find the end zone, which he did last week. And the Thursday night special, before we get to it, a reminder to stay tuned to VSiN after we sign off. It is Money Moves with Stormy Bonantoni and Jonathan Von Tobel. On today's show, Nick Bogdanovich looks at the latest movement in the NHL and college football markets. Jeff Erickson brings his player prop and fantasy insights. The Thursday night special, we just missed it on Monday with Zach Ertz by 7 yards. But we are going right back to Mr. Noah Fant with an alternative yardage total, 50 or more yards for Noah Fant. We just mapped out all the data, all the schematics, plus 304. They are pretty heavy home underdogs, should be throwing the ball a lot. Pretty good chance to collect, at the very least, some garbage time production. I absolutely love GTP. I'm down with it. Garbage time production for Noah Fant. He'll need it to get to 50, but it could happen. And if it does, you are welcome. We'll catch you mañana for another edition of Prop Points right here on VSiN.